2001年，维吉尼亚州亚灵顿县消防局的消防和紧急医疗服务队队长贾斯丁·替雷利上任只是几个月。9月11日，一架飞机撞击了五角大楼之后，他被叫去救援。美国之音记者卢兹采访了这位紧急救援人员，我们一起听下他讲述灾难现场的回忆。2001年9月11日，一架被劫持的飞机撞上五角大楼的一侧。维吉尼亚州亚灵顿县消防局的消防和紧急医疗服务队队长贾斯丁·替雷利当时年仅24岁。
20 years sounds like a big number, but it doesn't feel like anything. It feels like it was just yesterday.
他说当你谈起这件大事的时候，二十年听上来是很久之前，但感觉并不是那么遥远，就好像昨夜一样。替雷利和他的同伴在接到前往五角大楼的命令的时候，就了解到美国遭受到攻击。
There was so much coming at us. There were people running out of the building. There was injured people. There was smoke and huge fire. There was fire trucks over there, police cars over here. There were reports of planes coming in. Evacuate. All right, go back in. All right, evacuate again.
替雷利说当时的局面是很复杂，有人从大楼里面跑出来，有人受伤，滚滚浓烟，现场起火。那边是消防车，那边是警车，有报告说有飞机飞过来，全体撤离，没事了，回去了，再次撤离。剧烈的撞击引起的大火持续了几个钟头才被奋战的消防员是扑灭。当时替雷利是要进入五个大楼内部才能够到达屋顶。他上楼的过程当中看到了飞机碎片和零件，建筑物里面充满了浓烈的烟雾。替雷利以为他不可能存活离开那里。
There was nothing but fire. And every time we sprayed water on it, it didn't seem like it was doing anything. It was just spraying water and it would just go into the abyss.
他说到处都是火，每次他们洒水似乎什么效果都没有，不断地喷水，但是水就好像是落入了深渊那样。替雷利听到人在尖叫和哭泣，看到军人向外面跑，他的消防队员拒绝休息，没有人想离开，那些影像还在他脑海里面。
I'll never forget some of the people that I saw, the victims that I saw in there. Once we were helping to do some of the cleanup, we saw body parts of children, and knowing that there was more, that wasn't just a body, that wasn't just an inanimate object, that was a person with a family who has been mourning.
替雷利说他们着手帮助进行一些清理工作，他永远不会忘记他见到的一些人，他在那里看到的遇难者，知道那些不单是一个的躯体，也不是一个没有生命的物体，那里是一个家庭的悲哀，他们失去了所爱的人，将所有的事情连在一起，就会意识到这件事的分量，它的严重性，影响的范围，这个令你感触深刻，因为他与这些家庭有了联系，即使他从来没见过他们。五角大楼的袭击改变了替雷利的生活，虽然是这样，这个消防员并不觉得自己是英雄，这个只是他的工作，即使在二十年后，他仍然纪念每个周年纪念日。美国之音记者卢兹在华盛顿报道。